Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Classes are canceled tomorrow for Chicago Public School students. Mayor Lightfoot said this morning a strike by the teachers union is a foregone conclusion. WBBM's Mike Krauser from City Hall.
Mayor Lightfoot says without question, the deal the city put on the table is the best in the Chicago teachers union's history. She says they've given and given and given on pay and class size and staffing and dozens of non-compensation issues.
At every turn, we bent over backwards to meet the union needs and deliver a contract that reflects our shared values and vision for our schools. Despite all this, the Chicago Teachers Union intends to forge ahead with a strike.
Lightfoot says the union wants to add $2.5 billion with a B more to the CPS budget. She said the union has been signaling for a long time it intended to strike, and issues like compensation for unused sick time and affordable housing are not going to fly. At City Hall, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
It didn't take long for the Chicago Teachers Union to respond. At a news conference, OCTU Vice President Stacey Davis Gates said the union's proposals mirror the mayor's previous promises.
Negotiating in good faith means that we get to reach a settlement. If she cannot land a deal with teachers for public schools in Chicago, then you have to question her ability to get work done in this city.
The cancellation of classes also means no extracurricular programs or practices for students. Parents will now need to figure out what to do with their children tomorrow. Since Chicago public school classes are canceled, whether there's a strike or not.
Outside Kellogg School in North Beverly this morning, parents said they'd do everything from leave their younger children home with older siblings to take them to work with them. One thing they were not looking forward to was their children missing classes for any reason. Shanice Robinson.
That is going to be very devastating to the children.
Nehemiah Daniels has a first grade son at Kellogg.
Got to figure it out. I haven't sunk in yet, so I'm just trying to, you know, put the pieces together, probably find him somewhere to go, like over a family member's house.
Allison Caldwell has two children in public schools, including a high school senior.
This is just a damper on the school year. Nobody wants their child to be out of school for a day.
At 93rd and Levitt, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Keep it here on News Radio throughout the day for all the latest on what appears to be a teacher strike in the works. Faculty and staff at Governor State University have reached a tentative contract agreement averting a possible strike. The two sides have been bargaining since last fall, and the employees have been working without a contract since August. Details of the pact are not yet being released. A Chicago alderman plans to introduce a resolution at today's city council meeting, asking the police department and Office of Emergency Management to find a solution to reckless motorcycle riders. Dawn Nowakowski tells CBS2 the motorcyclists are a hazard.
Walking across the street and fearing they're going to hit me, they've put my life at risk without me having any choice.
Alderman Pat Dowell is suggesting local officials take a look at a program in Clearwater, Florida, where authorities track reckless bikers but don't chase them. Instead, police deal with them once the rider stops. During what's being called a week without violence, a longtime organization is raising awareness about domestic abuse.
In communities across the country,
one in four women will experience domestic violence, and on average, more than three women are murdered by their current or former partner in the U.S. every day.
YWCA CEO Alejandra Castillo tells WBBM, as one of the largest providers of services to those who've experienced violence, they are encouraging not only discussion, but action.
To be part of the solution, to if you see something, just, you know, reach out. refer them to the YWCA. We're here to help.
The YWCA is hosting events, workshops, and podcasts this week without violence, and its leaders are also visiting Capitol Hill to talk to lawmakers about advocating for legislative and policy priorities. You can find out more about the group's services by checking out YWCA.org. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.